Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550. Let's go Buffalo.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Rolling along here on a Wednesday. It's a sunny Christmas Eve here in our Amherst studio. Some people don't love that, though. I know a lot of people are like, no, I need a white Christmas here, all right? It better start snowing in about 20 minutes.
I say be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I am not that person.
I'm the balancing act on that one. Like, I do appreciate the ambiance out. But also,
right.
Tomorrow's Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
We got time.
We got plenty of time.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, are you someone that needs a white Christmas, or you're like, if it's warm, that's better?
No, I would prefer a white Christmas.
Okay.
It'd be nice, but
there's time.
It was chilly out today. Took the dog for a walk, and I mean, there's still some snow on the ground. Most of it's been melted. I would prefer a nice snow globe white Christmas whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy.
None of that pesky wind. I'm with you on that.
Pesky wind. Sal, the Bills did have, I'm going to put in quotes, a practice yesterday. It was a walkthrough. We weren't getting an injury update, but McDermott did give you guys, the media, a lot of names that weren't going to take part, one of which is Josh Allen. However, to kind of just, it doesn't seem to be any worries. It does sound like he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, from both McDermott and Josh Allen, mm-hmm. It sounds like he's going to play. He's still dealing with the foot injury. He did not practice yesterday. It was only a walkthrough. McDermott said that Mitch Trubisky would get to work during the walkthrough. We spoke with Josh after. He spoke to the media, and, he didn't give any indication that he was at all in danger of not playing on Sunday. I think the question is what he's able to do or not able to do. Obviously, it's still, something when you have to get x-rays on a foot and, talk about swelling up and all that, something to monitor. So, we'll see if he runs at all, what they do, how they handle him on Sunday, but expect him fully to be out there, obviously.
Another guy that piqued my interest a little bit, Sal, is Dalton Kincaid. We're at that point now in the season, and with his season in particular, that he's going to be on the injury report. We're going to kind of be constantly monitoring that. McDermott did, though, mention that it's a bit of injury management after having a bit of a small setback. So, number one, how'd you feel about that? And then where are we at kind of with Kincaid at this point?
Yeah, but I think that when he said the setback part, it was more about over the last couple of weeks. It mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily the last couple of days.
Okay.
And I say that because remember last week he kind of showed up on the injury report and didn't practice a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
What happened? And I think that's what he's referring to. Now, sure, there could be something in the meantime, but he did play on Sunday. Obviously, there was no production there. They did throw it to him one time. He didn't get a lot of reps, a lot of snaps. McDermott, if you're in the room there, and I know that if you read the transcript, you kind of hear him. It sounds different. He basically was like, look, it's, and he was looking over to kind of at the PR director to kind of see how they were terming it and what the words they were using were. And he wanted to kind of make sure he got it right, which is injury management. He's just saying they're managing the injury right now. It's really nothing that's happening new for Dalton Kincaid. It's more of, hey, this has been a problem all year, something that they've been dealing with, and they're managing through this as best as possible.
Sal, when it comes to Philadelphia, this is going to be a team that, they've been very frustrating despite being the reigning Super Bowl champs. If you ask anybody in Philadelphia, apparently it's a season that they want to forget. But they do pose a lot of problems, in particular that defense, when it comes to how they're able to game plan and how stout they can be against the run.
Yeah, I think they've had some games there this year. They've been a little leaky, though, a little bit as of late. I'm going to go back and look at their rankings.
I do believe Jalen Carter's injury and surgery is going to be something of a factor there.
Yeah, for sure. I just think they've been really consistent on both sides of the ball, especially on offense, though. But you're right. I mean, defensively, they have dudes, right? They have guys, and they can really, you know, put you in a position where you're fighting for everything you can get. Over the last few games, they've been much better against the run. They had a stretch there where they allowed, 6 yards of carry to Chicago. It's not too bad. 4.4 to the Chargers. Not bad. Last two games, though, 3.5 yards of carry against the Raiders, 3.5 yards of carry against the Commanders. Now, these aren't necessarily the best rushing teams in the league,
right?
But they've done a nice job. So I think it will be very tough on the Bills, obviously, to, you know, get the run game going like they have in a lot of other games. But this is what the Bills do. The Bills are the number one rushing team in the league, and they're going to lean into their run. And especially with Josh Allen being a little bit hobbled here, I do think that, you know, that's got to be their ticket to kind of attack Philadelphia. You know, other than the last couple of weeks. Now, look at Philadelphia the last couple of weeks. They've looked much more like the Super Bowl champions that we know. In fact, they've scored 70 points. It's 70-18. They've outscored the Raiders and Commanders. But really, for the most part this year, especially since probably like week five, they haven't been putting up a ton of points. 19, 15, 21, 16, 10. They won a stretch of 5 games where their highest total was 21, and that was when they got that against Dallas and then blew the 21-point lead. So this is a team that we know has the capabilities, know they have the firepower, but it's also a team right now that has a lot of inconsistencies like the Bills do.
Yeah, and so Sal, you mentioned that too. One of my favorite comments from McDermott yesterday was he kind of just wanted to like push back on like any of the numbers, because we're talking about the Bills rushing attack, but the Eagles rushing attack this year, a little bit stunning. They're kind of middle of the pack in most team rushing statistics. And yet McDermott yesterday was like, yeah, I know what the numbers say, don't care. That's a really good running team and we're going to have to focus on it. And that makes sense to me.
Of course. I mean, they have Saquon Barkley. We know how incredible he is, right? There's no doubt about that. But they're not running, you know, as efficiently as they have the last couple of years. There's no doubt about that, especially last year, I should say. But that being said, still over 120 yards a game, a little bit lower on the yards per carry total, 4.2. But this is a team that can really, you know, bust out a big run at any point. They have a very strong, as we know, quarterback that in short yardage situations, he's very tough, tush push or otherwise. And we know that, you know, they've Saquon Barkley who can, you know, take it to the house from anywhere on the field. So this is going to be a team that's going to probably look to run the ball against the Bills, knowing the Bills rushing, you know, defensive rushing struggles this year. I wouldn't be surprised if that is their game plan coming into this game, where they're going to say they're going to try to attack the Bills on the ground.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Also, real quick on that defense as well. You know, we've given a lot of, and we, I'm saying, you know, the media talking, the NFL, have talked a lot about the Eagles' offense and the inconsistencies. A.J. Brown, and is he upset? What's going on there? What have you. That defense, though, sound, and you're right to mention they've been a little more leaky the last few weeks with Jalen Carter and such out. They've only given up 30-plus points once this year, and it's to a Giants team that, I mean, it's going to happen every now and then, but outside of that, since their bye in Week 9, they've had 3 games where they've given up 10 or less points, 7 against the Packers, 9 against the Lions, and then, of course, they shut out the Raiders. This is an incredible defensive unit.
Yeah, for sure. And the Bills are going to have their work cut out for them. So we'll see exactly what happens. You know, I mean, I'm interested in how the Bills structure their lineup. You know, we saw a couple of healthy inactives last week at wide receiver, and Gabe Davis and Keon Coleman. Are those guys going to be up? You know, Dalton Kincaid's injury and management situation, how they're going to do that. So this is going to be a tough challenge for the Bills. There's no doubt about that. And especially, again, given Josh Allen with his foot injury and how he progresses through the week is going to dictate a lot of that.
So, Sal, now looking to today, because we've mentioned it's a little bit of a weird sort of schedule with, of course, Christmas being tomorrow. Just real quick, what is the plan for today? Is there a practice going on? And is the media going to even be there if there is one?
Well, I don't know if the team is going to be out doing anything because they did yesterday, but we won't be there. There's no media availability.
Okay.
So nothing today. Again, tomorrow, no media availability. So really the only time we will get an injury update today, though, it is
okay.
Because the NFL, just how it works, it doesn't matter if they practice or not. If you play on Sunday, the team puts out an injury report on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I mean, that's just how it goes. If you play on Saturday, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It basically backs up to that many days. So we will get an injury report from the Bills today at some point today, an official one. Now, it'll probably be some sort of walkthrough, an estimation, or they didn't practice. Here's an estimation, something like that. Same thing tomorrow. We'll get an injury report. And then Friday, Sean McDermott will join me here on the Extra Point Show, and we'll get our final injury designations for the week. Josh Allen, of course, we're watching. I think Jordan Poyer's an interesting one to watch. He has the hamstring injury. I mean, at his age, you know, the fact that they're in the playoffs, I wouldn't be stunned at all if Jordan Poyer doesn't play this week. We'll see where the week goes with him. Daquan Jones is on this list. Joey Bosa didn't practice yesterday. So there's a lot of names to kind of watch out for here.
I'm glad you mentioned Poyer there, Sal, because with the safety depth chart being tested as often as it has been this year, who would be the next players up? I mean, Jordan Hancock has rotated in. Cam Lewis is a versatile player that they like.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sometimes to play at safety if it's needed there. Who would be the players you'd project to be up there at safety next to Cole Bishop if Poyer cannot go?
Judging by what happened last week when he went out of the game, it's probably Cam Lewis. But I certainly would keep the door open for Jordan Hancock to get run there, and even Darnell Savage, you know, if they want to put Darnell Savage back there and see what he can offer, because, you know, he can be a guy that can play a little bit in the slot. He can be versatile. He's kind of like in that Cam Lewis, Jordan Hancock mold. So they kind of got a few of these guys they can do that with. So interested to see. They did re-sign MJ Devonshire to the practice squad yesterday now he's a corner. So that tells me you're probably moving someone like Cam Lewis. He's more of a slot. So you move Cam Lewis then out of the slot to put him more at safety for the week. And then you have somebody to fill in for the practice squad reps and everything else you need at the corner spot and the slot corner spot. So we'll see where it goes with Jordan Poyer this week. But I wouldn't be surprised at any of those three. My guess, first inclination would be Cam Lewis, because he's the one that went in for him last week.
All right, Sal, just a few more things here. I know we got something special, of course, that you do every year. We'll get to that here in a moment. But, of course, it is the holiday season, Christmas tomorrow. Any big plans, or is it going to be more of a kickback, relax, and try to watch what is going to be expected to be football games but may not be?
Yeah, for tomorrow, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We have a Max wants to watch The Grinch tonight, so we'll hang out and watch The Grinch tonight before Santa makes his trip to the Capaccio household. We'll do that. We have a little family – doing our own little cooking here together, and I don't know what it's called. It's not fondue. We did fondue one year, but there's another thing, and there's some sort of cooking thing that we have in the house that we're gonna be doing together. And I don't cook that much at all, really. So I make like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So whenever cook, it's kind of like it's a new thing to me, right, to get involved with that. But it's cool. So we'll do that tonight, and then headed over to my mom's house tomorrow, and yeah, we'll spend some time with family and watch some football. How about you guys?
I am just hanging out with some puppies, and maybe I might not watch those games. Those are not good games.
I haven't looked at the NBA schedule, no. So I might find my way there. But boy, the NFL games are rough.
I might not watch those games. I'm glad, because like I feel like the lineup for the Netflix games and Amazon Prime, first of all, they're punching air. But second of all, it's a really good opportunity to reconnect with your family.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that Netflix, is it Netflix where the Chiefs game is on? Don't you think they wish they could flex out of that at this point?
100%.
They're punching air, Sal.
Oh, you know? Man.
By the way, did you say puppies? This is our first. Yes. This will be Bernie's first Christmas with us.
Oh, there we go. Wonderful.
There we go. Bernie. Well,
now I need pictures, you know, Sal.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be Bernie's first Christmas. He's a Great Pyrenees Mountain Dog. He's huge. We love him. He's only he's less than a year old. This is his first Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, the big boys. The big boys that are always the lap dogs, right, Sal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah, gentle giant for sure.
And then, yeah, for me, we're going over to my cousin's house. A little bit of driving in the morning, but then we're just hanging out and we're all going to.
All three new dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And love
this,
it.
Yeah, this
you've
is
got
my.
You've got Armani.
My dad's dog, Armani. Yeah. It's his first Christmas. We got him.
I've got
two
Oliver.
2 weeks ago, about? Yep. Yeah.
I've got Oliver, and then Sal's got.
Look at that.
Look at that.
At least it's not yet their first 4th of July's. We got some time there.
Yeah, we got a brace for that.
But Sal, I know, of course, you do something special every year. 'Twas the night before Buffalo Sports Christmas. So we'll give you the floor here before we let you go.
You got it, guys. All right, thank you. Here we go. I don't know. Does Dan know? Is Dan going to play a little music? Got to put a little music underneath there. There it is. Christmas music. There we go. Thank you, Dan. All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas throughout all of Buffalo. Waking up to our Sabres winning 7 in a row. The year started out like a couple others before. A title game in KC, but the wrong end of the final score. It took 2 wins at home for the Bills to get that far. So they dominated Bo Nix, then turned over Lamar. Out in Arrowhead, they certainly had their shot. And things might have been different if not for that 4th down spot. Josh Allen finally got his hardware, forever joining the MVP winners. Then he tied the knot with that famous actress from Sinners. They drafted Max Hairston. That kid can really scoot. Then paid Cook, Shakir, Bernard, Benford, and Groot. After the draft, all the wide receiver talk was still there. So the GM brought the heat when he joined Jeremy and Joe on air. A new season brought new faces, but some old familiar sights like Gabe Davis, Big Phil, Jordan Poyer, and Trey White. Sunday Night Football kicked off the final year at Highmark. New memories soon to be built across the street in Orchard Park. Downtown is where the Sabres play, and they wanted to set a new tone. They traded away JJ and got back Kesselring and Doan. The team started their second season under head coach Lindy Ruff, but another slow start meant breaking the drought would be tough. Midway through December, and not a lot was shining, so Kevin Adams was fired and replaced by Kekalainen. They had a lot of injuries early and were playing a bunch of subs, but then they got hot and started stacking the dubs. Jarmo made quick changes, hiring hockey vets to his staff, giving some real hope they'll no longer be a laugh. Now it's exciting to wonder what 2026 may hold. Will we finally see playoff hockey for the boys in blue and gold? The Sabres roommates at KeyBank keep winning the whole darn thing. Our Bandits did it again, winning their 3rd straight ring. There was another champion in Buffalo for the entire country to see. The UB women's hoops team took home the NIT. Now George Halkovich's men are off to a blazing hot start. There's a resurgence of local college hoops, and they're playing a big part. Down at Bonna, they're just so consistent under head coach Mark Schmidt. He dove into the portal and found guys who just fit. Now those coaches are showing what their programs can do. Not even the new year, and both are 11-2. In October, we saw a World Series just a bit to the north. The Blue Jays won 3 games, but couldn't get the 4th. Now we start the cycle over and get ready for another year. 12 months from now, there will be plenty new to cheer. But don't look too far ahead. There's really no reason, because the Bills are in the playoffs for a 7th straight season. 3 wins on the road would be quite the playoff hat trick. This could be the year with no Joe Burrow, Lamar, or Patrick. So buckle up, fans. We may be in for quite the ride. The next few weeks is when the Bills hit their stride. A new year is on deck, with more champions to be made. 2026, the year of the Buffalo Parade. Happy holidays.
Beautifully done, Sal.
Well done, Sal. I kind of want that to be plural. That'd be fun. The first one's the trial run.
Sal, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sal. Happy holidays, man. Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. And, hey, it's good to have that back, the night before Buffalo Christmas. Because I heard Sal earlier with Joe, and he said he didn't do it last year because things were just going on, mm-hmm. a little too much going on. And, you know, good to have it back. We're all back. Vibes are up, baby.
I do love it just because it's always a reminder. Like, immediately when you started back at the playoffs, I was like, all right, yeah. Like, I forgot. Yep, like, this is the reminder. I love it. I love it every
it
year.
It is the harsh reminder that, yeah, it never has started very easily with the new years, because that's typically when the Bills are painfully removed from postseasons.
803-0550, the number to call. We got to get a quick timeout here. We've got primetime players coming up at 11:30 as well. We'll get some Bandits talking. Steve Bermel will join us then. Until then, though, you can jump in, give your thoughts on the Sabre 7-game win streak, the Bills playing the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, looking to help out their playoff seeding any way they can. The Eagles, though, can't do too much on Sunday. We'll hit a quick timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.